Welcome to another episode of CMU Athletics Connections. Today, we are talking with a couple of Central Michigan students, two twin sisters, and I'm excited to have Amelia and Samantha Morphy on this podcast today. Thank you two for joining us.
Thank you for having us. We're happy to be here.
Well, I love this story because this is very authentic and genuine, but you two are also, you've won the entrepreneurship competition over in our business school.
Yes, New Venture Challenge.
And congratulations on that. I'm super proud of you both. Rising stars. But Samantha, why don't you tell everybody like how this started? I think it happened back in the fall and it was at a soccer game. So why don't you give everybody a little insight into where this journey started?
Yeah. So my sister and I started our business in July and we went onto campus in August. Now, when I went onto campus, I was working for CMU Athletics marketing team and I was tabling at the football game. And I was like, I want my business to be here. Now, every time I would see Amy, I would be like, she seems way too busy for me to ask her about or like me to like pitch my business to be here. So I waited till a soccer game and it was perfect because it was like such a great night, like the sunset was happening. And then I basically just like pitched the idea to you of like what it would look like for Link by Twins to be tabling at like specifically football games. And right away, you gave me Pete Menez's contact, and then you were like, call him tomorrow morning. I already told him you're calling him. And honestly, that was like so interesting for us because it was like our first time ever really doing anything with our business for real, with like business meetings and even contracts and all of that stuff. So it was definitely a super quick process. But then like the morning after, we gave him a call, Pete Menez a call, and then we then scheduled our first meeting to secure our corporate partnership. So it was pretty fast, but it happened.
And it was because you literally gave me the contact so fast.
Yes, and saw what we could provide.
Well, honestly, Samantha, like you just working, I know we have so many students that work so hard, but I love it here at Central because there's so many students that get great opportunities that don't realize the real life experience they're getting with the incredible education. And so for you volunteering your time and doing that, I just try to go by and say thank you because I know that you could be doing a million other things and it's so valuable to our department and our student athletes. But the other thing is I always try to make it the best fan experience. So when you told me kind of about your business, I was like, well, that will be cool. And this is a win-win. We don't normally have student partnerships, but it was you saying something and, you know, being courageous and strategic, apparently, because you were thinking about this at football. But it was so awesome. And then you guys have gone on to win the competition. So started at you volunteering and doing the right things and being in the right place. And I just love the vision. But Amelia, since Samantha got to talk most of that, why don't you tell us a little about where you're from and why you guys chose CMU? And it could be different answers, but I'm going to let you start, Amelia.
Yes, so we are from Milford, Michigan. We both knew we wanted to come stay in Michigan for college. So we're from a small town in between like Novi and Michigan area, or Novi and Milford, or Novi and Brighton area. And all of our friends ended up going to Michigan State. So we just kind of wanted to like, we love our hometown friends. We love coming back and seeing them, but we wanted to experience something a little bit different, make our own friends, grow up in it. We wanted to like experience a different environment. And so Central put us in a place to get involved, talk to people and like step into a place that we weren't super comfortable with.
Well, and now you just competed and we mentioned you won the New Venture Challenge here at CMU and you took home first place. How cool was that experience? Tell me a little bit how that went.
Yes, it was amazing. It was a lot of work behind the scenes, but it was an amazing experience to be able to get put in a position where you are put under pressure, being able to take what we started with Link by Twins, create a business plan, create a strategic plan on how we wanted to execute scaling. And we were able to put that together and we were able to get help from the New Venture team as well in the entrepreneurship department. So it was amazing to us two to just sit down and think about like where we want this to go. Do we see this being a future after college and putting that all into a Google slide, presentation.
Well, I love that. And I don't know if you all know, but some of the biggest supporters typically anywhere, but especially here at CMU with our incredible business school, a lot of people in business support athletics. They know it's the best branding and marketing tool for a university and they have great business minds. And so they typically see the benefit and work for both. And we have Tim and Sherry Magnuson and the Oros family, they've been leaders, and we've been over to talk with the business school board as well. And so there's a lot of synergy. And so you two fit right into that. And I love that. So you guys are the founders of Linked by Twins. Can you explain to me what that is? And you said it happened before you came here. So how did it come about?
Yeah, so Linked by Twins is a customizable permanent jewelry brand. So we specialize in 14K filled gold and 0.925 sterling silver. So kind of something like this, where it doesn't tarnish on you. You can go swimming, go in the pool, and then also it just never comes off. You can cut it off, but it does stay for a very long time. No. Yeah, so we offer bracelets, anklets, rings, necklaces, even belly chains, hand chains, charms, connectors. But the biggest thing about our brand is we're not just jewelry. It's an experience behind what we do. So people come to our events with their friends, their roommates, their sisters, moms. We go to sororities. We even done athletes and teammates come together. And it's something that they can represent the moment. And since we're twins, the idea of being linked together really fits our story and our brand. So that's kind of a little bit about us. We just travel. We've done pop-ups at the toilet paper game, homecoming. Just being integrated within the campus ecosystem and allowing students to come together and get linked through a different shared experience.
Yeah, I love that. Like I said, one of the main focus is student athlete experience, and then it's fan experience. And so with you two and your brand, it kind of fits, and it does help, because at events, it's great and there's a lot of action, but there definitely is transition times when you have half times or breaks, and it just, you guys add another element where at our events, we really want to celebrate this campus, the community, and make sure there's a lot of things to do. So it's great, and it's so awesome that you're our students. So how did you two come up with this idea, and how long had you been doing it?
Yes, so we're actually pretty new to this. We haven't even touched a year of running our LLC. So before Linked by Twins, I did a little side hustle of doing nails, where I just did Gel-X nails for college girls. Through that, I already had a pretty good understanding of our demographic, what college girls were looking for when it came to beauty, trends, and just fun experiences, just like with their friends coming together. So
So since she already did nails and she already had that demographic, we basically, like, the true story is we honestly went to Miami and we came back and we were like, okay, let's start something. So we sat down in a coffee shop and we put down on a list of like a bunch of different ideas that we could have that kind of went along with everything that we already had and wanted in the future. And that's kind of how we came up with permanent jewelry.
Yes, that helped us realize that there was already a strong market around us. Coming up, we had a bunch of different ideas. We knew that college girls, they love the customization aspect of it. It's trendy, it's a personal experience. So permanent jewelry felt something that would really fit, especially on a college campus, which is really how we started.
So you're both doing this together, but what are your separate responsibilities? How does this business break down behind the scenes? I'm trying to figure out where you guys have any differences at all.
There's definitely a lot of differences, especially when it comes down to the tasks that we do in our business. So we both have a general understanding of every single part of our business, whether that's finance or marketing, or selling a product, inventory. So everything is collaborative, but and every decision is made together. But we do focus on different areas. So I handle basically all of the communications and operations side. So I answer all of our emails, our DMs, our TikTok DMs, basically anything that has to do with communication with a customer or when we schedule events. And then I also do all of our brand outreach and event coordination. And then we both work on systems, but for the majority of the time, I work on like building out systems for our different teams and kind of creating, making sure things are running efficiently. And then also all the inventory and purchasing for that. And then during events, I am the one that does all of the welding, which will be changing soon as we're creating teams. But I work closely with content creation, the customer experience, and our marketing team. We have two great individuals that actually both go to Central as well. Sophia Serratos and Savannah Doak. They're both amazing individuals that work for our team. Sophia is our creative director, and then Savannah is our social media director. So I work closely with them in making sure that the brand looks appealing and like it's all in one. How the customers feel and the content we are pushing out match what we do. So even though that we do have different responsibilities, we are both involved with everything, especially while as of now, we are scaling our business
After winning New Venture, that's been the biggest push this summer, is focusing less on events and doing the actual permanent jewelry, but actually creating systems behind what we're building to be able to scale within the campus ecosystems.
So currently right now I was working on our financial system, and now I'm working on basically like the company headquarters. So creating a system for that. And
then I'm working on all the behind the scenes of from when the customer comes, getting all the information, collecting that, and then also everything in between, getting our teams ready.
So. And also she's working on our website, which is coming along well.
Yes.
Well, I love that. And your goal for this business, do you guys know what your overall goal for this business is?
We get that question literally all the time. And honestly, I didn't even have a true vision for our business when we first launched. And like, I literally could not even imagine that we would be the first ever students to have a corporate partner with CMU Athletics. So that kind of like changed the entire game for Link by Twins and just like my perspective on general, because so many things can change and like things you honestly like can't even wrap your head around or even think of. But right now we are currently scaling. So what we pitched at New Venture Challenge is exactly what we're building right now.
Yeah, so it pushed us to explain. So New Venture Challenge pushed us to explain our business model, our goals, and how we wanted to grow. So now we're just creating systems. And our goal with Link by Twins is to continue after college and also just being able to integrate students into what we do and how much we were able to grow, not only within ourselves, but also like our business mind, our future, like our mind of our future, and allowing students to be able to come in the positions we are and be able to take a leap into their own leadership.
So how nice is it to be able to have each other to work with, to lean on and support?
Yes, it's actually been amazing. A lot of people like ask us like, how is that? How is the relationship? I would say our relationship has grown up. Well, we're already so close, but also business wise, we definitely separate like, okay, yes, we're sisters and twins and friends, but separating the line between business and work, it's been great. It's so fun. I think we both push each other. If I'm working up like late at night one night, she'll come down with her computer and work with me. So just
we definitely have a lot of accountability that goes on, especially since like when you're doing it alone, it's so much different. I'm like, okay, you're the one that is going to force yourself to do it. But when there's two, it's a lot easier. It's really fun to like kind of create our own days together because we basically just work on Link by Twins together throughout the summer. So it's been nice. I think it's also really cool to kind of see like how we actually are different. Like obviously like from being identical twins, we look alike, we share the same values and thoughts and a lot of the same experiences. So kind of seeing like where our brains are different and like, yeah, I hate anything that has to do with like our outfits or making things look pretty. Like I don't do any of that. So it's cool to see like how her brain kind of works in our business and how my brain also.
Yeah, that's definitely like the biggest blessing. It's like our mindsets are definitely the same, but also just like certain things within our business I enjoy doing way more than she does, vice versa. I like the more aesthetic look, making sure our social media is perfect and the colors match, and like New Venture Challenge, we both helped work on the presentation. But then I was like nitpicking, like, okay, this color scheme is wrong, like let's change this. So we definitely have our like different things that we like to do.
And Samantha, you were volunteering and helping in athletics. Amelia, were you doing other things or were you in that capacity as well?
Yes. So I actually worked for CMU Dining on the like their ambassador team, doing social media for them. They definitely opened my eyes and like it helped me so much, especially leading our own teams now with social media. They definitely helped us a lot. Something I never really thought about entering Central and just saying like, okay, I need an internship. This is an open door for me while my major is marketing and logistics, but it opened up a door for me and I realized I love being here and working for Central. So that helped too. So while Samantha was in athletics, I took on the CMU dining role and then filmed TikToks, content creating with the team. And then from there, as Designs by Amelia, which is my new brand, which I kind of stopped doing a little bit now, but I was focusing a lot on that as well.
So I love that you guys were both just out students hustling it. You had your business coming in and then you just have taken off like wildfire. And Dean Moberg is a great friend over here of athletics. So it's really cool to see you guys out there as students really making these organic connections through your business and your story. So how has Central Michigan and the opportunities here on the campus helped you both where you are with Link by Twins?
basically every step, every single success that we've had from our business has really came from the support from CMU, whether that's from students, professors, faculty members, and obviously CMU Athletics as a whole. It's been definitely a blessing for all of like the resources and amount of people that like genuinely want to help student entrepreneurs, and from getting an athletic corporate partnership with CMU Athletics to finding the entrepreneurship hub, going there, talking to mentors, and then getting resources, connecting with CMURC, which is on campus that help with entrepreneurship resources, going to different events that they have on campus and keynote speakers. Also our organizations that we are both in. I'm part of PSE, Pi Sigma Epsilon, which is like a marketing / business sales fraternity. And also just the New Venture Challenge and all of the different key aspects that kind of create you to have a mind where it's able to think in all of these different directions as far as entrepreneurship. Definitely created a space where we're able to grow so rapidly.
And also touching back on that, having our corporate partnership, those events gave us a lot of traction within the first 2 months of owning Link by Twins, which is really why Link by Twins was so rapid fire, especially in our success story of looking back like, wow, we haven't even touched a year of doing Link by Twins and it's already grown so much. And especially with the New Venture Challenge on top of our corporate partnership, it's been the best duo for us to really see where we want to go with this and start our entrepreneurship path faster. And then being able to table at one of the like the highest populated athletic events and put us in front of students, families, alumni, and fans really early on really helped. And also leaning on people who can help us and the support system. Yeah.
The other thing I would say is that Amelia and I definitely go out and like network ourselves and really try getting as many connections as we can and setting up meetings. And one thing that I really have found success in is like kind of a lot of the behind the scenes of being an entrepreneur and like building systems and understanding how things should operate, because that's a key component, but also something that you just have to learn. So I would set up meetings with almost every single professor that I have per semester and really sit down and talk to them. I would go on their LinkedIn, ask them how they got to the position they are, and figure out what information or what things that they are good at that can kind of help me and translate to our business. For example, I had a information systems professor, and I talked to her randomly, and before she was a professor for information systems, she was in marketing. So I had a meeting with her about marketing, and that's kind of how we figured out what systems we're going to use for our team. And so kind of leveraging off of all of the faculty, the students, and organizations, that's kind of really what helped us a lot and how we make the most out of being at a university, especially at CMU.
Yeah, I've known your story, been connected. You guys have talked, you've been the toilet paper toss football, and it was kind of your idea from just working in marketing and volunteering and helping us. And then I love that you're the business school and CMURC. Like you guys, we try to connect all these things as adults. We've got students here that are rocking it. So I love that story. But when you did come to me and asked about, you know, potentially being a table, we have a corporate sponsor unit that we work with here. And so they have all those rights, and I had to connect you with Pete, and we didn't have a student led opportunity. And so I said, Pete, look, they're just starting out. They're students. They're not the normal, but we're here for students. So can you work with them? And I love that he is a CMU alum, works with Van Wagner, our corporate partner, and you guys created something. So give me a little bit of insight of how you and Pete work together to make that happen.
Yes, I'll just start off by saying Pete Menez and also Carson Walker, who's alongside Pete, has been the best thing to our business, a great asset to our success story and our roots of like wherever we'll go, we will never forget, especially mentioning them in our new venture pitch as well. They helped us so much. First off, giving us the guidance. Our first meeting was amazing. They just sat us down. They heard us out. They heard our story, and they were here to help us. It was super cool just to have them on our side, especially being the first students. It was their first time. It was our first time. It was our first time actually even being in a business meeting, a business setting, even together. It was such an amazing opportunity. We felt welcomed from the first meeting that we had. Pete set us everything down for us, laid out what our corporate partnership would look like, how Central could help us, what how we were able to be connected, and what this opportunity could look like for us. They were the biggest help, and especially even coming from our first event, Carson always asking, like, do you need help? Do you need me to help you? They were the best people to welcome us, especially in a setting that is uncomfortable. We're the youngest ones there. We're the first students. We're going to these corporate events. They had a tailgate and being invited to that. So they welcomed us into an amazing setting, especially with people that are older than us. And I think it gives, like, so much gratitude to Central in general, and also that corporate partnership, Pete Menez and Carson, for welcoming us into a space and allowing us to be part of Van Wagner's and Central Michigan Athletics.
What I wanted to ask you is about some challenges you faced together and how you've overcome them, and what have you learned in being co-founders of Link by Twins?
Yes, one of the biggest challenges have just been balancing everything between school. We're just still full-time students. We're involved on campus and also trying to grow a business. There's a lot of little things that go into it, just like inventory, events, social media, the customer service aspect, the outreach, the planning, and even planning for the future, like New Venture Challenge and creating our quarter goals that we want to hit. So we just have to learn about, we have to learn our challenges, just about how to be more organized, how to divide our responsibilities, creating systems that work between ourselves, between us, and also our team. At first, we were both trying to do everything, but now within Link by Twins is how we can create better systems so the business can run smoother. That has been the hardest challenge. And also, once we find one system, we see, okay, do we like this? And then we have to create another system. So creating different spaces to work collaboratively and also organized. So.
And then the other challenge that we will definitely always have is employees. And although we love who we work with right now, and a blessing is that we are able to create the space that we work in and who we work with and what people are doing for our business, it's definitely hard and a challenge to be working and wanting to work with students our age, and including students in the campus ecosystem. However, it also comes with, like, we are taking money out of our accounts to pay people. And so it's kind of just like having that be the balance between, like, how much work they're completing, how much we pay them, making it fair, making everything
compensation perfect, and also creating a space where I would say it's hard employing your friends or people that you genuinely like, but taking emotions out of business. At the end of the day, this is a team. Collectively, we're working on a business, taking away those friendship aspects. But I would say that's the one thing that has been the hardest, but one thing that we've been able to juggle the best, I would say. At every meeting, I think it's great is being able to take what we like that other employers have done for us, or things that they didn't do that we would like integrate into what we're doing. So different things that we do is we have meetings almost 2 hours on Mondays and Thursdays, collaborating with our team. And at every single meeting, it's what are critiques for us? How can we be better leaders for you? Are you getting the right information to be successful in your position? Even though it is social media, or we are still on a smaller scale still, it's being able to create those systems now, so when we do scale, they are systemized perfectly, and creating a perfect environment for our employees and creating the team that we want. So at every meeting, we come to our team, do you have what you need? How can we be better for next week? And showing up for our team as leaders. And then also another thing is doing calls it's every week or every 2 weeks, giving a call to both of our employees as of now and soon to be more. But how is everything? Is everyone doing their thing? Is everyone doing their tasks? Do you feel overwhelmed? Creating those systems now, so as we scale, we create those environments that we would want to be a part of. And those have been the biggest challenges, is just employees. Like, how do we manage this? We're still young. I would say people ask, like, the respect aspect, what, because we are so young and doing what we're doing within our corporate partnership and having these opportunities so young. I would say that hasn't I would say that hasn't been a problem, which people ask us, is it a problem? I would say no. I would say, if anything, people respect us more for being so young and being so driven and wanting to do this now. And also, our mindset is not allowing that to be intimidating, not allowing that to be a problem or a challenge. So those are some challenges that we faced, but we were able to overcome and still working into our business.
I'll let you know that one of my mentors was an AD at Texas for about 32 years. And he said the best part of the business was people and the worst part of the business was people. So some of those challenges that you're learning, I think, transcend just, you know, work in any industry. So I love that you guys are so young and you're tackling that challenge, and it will serve you well for many years to come. I got one more question for you, but I know you had some questions for me, so I'm going to turn the tables and see what questions you have for me.
Okay, so our first question is, when evaluating new partnerships with, I know that we're corporate partnerships, which is kind of why I'm asking you this, to kind of help us for the future and see, especially with some ideas with Pete that we have and also Dean Moltberg. When evaluating new partnerships, what makes an organization stand out to you?
You know, we defer, our rights, Pete gets to decide a lot of that, but I love, what I love about Van Wagner is, compared to other similar companies, they do give us an opportunity. So like when you all came up to me and your students, I had a business to pitch, whether it would work or not. I love that we're an educational institution and I wanted it to work. You know, you're out there volunteering at soccer and it's like, hey, find a way this can work. But I think it's alignment with your values. Like, is it something that fits? Is it something, like I said, we're about the student athlete experience being the best in the MAC, the fan experience about being the best in the MAC, and then kind of being leaders in the MAC and all that we do. And so I think there were a lot of things like the student athlete experience. Really, I mean, that's my focus, is those 430, but we care about students, everybody at the university, and we're very university centric here in athletics. Like everything we do, we're like, how are we helping CMU? And are we elevating? Mm-hmm. A lot of that is doing athletics, but like you guys, we can do other things that help. So there were just so many things about your story, but I really do think it's like looking at our values. There's leadership standards at CMU. And if there's a lot of alignment, then I think you find the partner that's a good fit. Because there'll be some people that'd be worth paying money that have come to us, but it's just not a good fit with the brands that we are and who we stand for. So it just doesn't work.
Absolutely. And then one last question for you is, obviously you're a huge role model for us as well, being holding up such a huge leadership position and being the top of athletics within Central Michigan. So what is one lesson or a leadership lesson that you've learned throughout your career?
Gosh, there's so many, and I think I'm still learning. And I love that you guys are learning some of the lessons that have been highlights for me. But another one a mentor had is like, be yourself, right? Like you can learn, I can learn from you, you can learn from me, but always, you know, you've got to be yourself at the end of the day. And so I try to learn from a bunch of people still, like you said, even like Dean Moberg and some of our business school people, I have them advising me on the NIL, the new industry and where we're going. But at the end of the day, I have to know too, is like, if I'm not myself, it probably isn't going to work. And so I think be yourself and then align yourself with places that you're a good fit, you know, that your values and their values really work the same, because you can't be something you're not. And you got to find places that you fit with what you are and who you are, really take off. And it seems like with you two coming to Central, like that has shown through and through that you did a good job of picking a place that you could thrive. You've actually not even just learned, you guys are thriving. And so I love that. But those are two of my takeaways. Do you have any more questions for me?
Yes. Sorry. One more question. Just like as young entrepreneurs and also anyone else listening, young and entrepreneur mindset that wants to go now, when you look back at your career, what is a risk that you took that ended up changing everything that you wouldn't necessarily expect, if you have an answer for that?
You know, I think it's even like, I played soccer at the University of Connecticut and I was going to go to graduate school. I thought I wanted to be an AD. At the time, some people laughed at me. There were less women than there were now. And I just went to the SEC. I went to the University of Georgia. Like I picked up and I moved halfway across the country with no friends or family with me. And I just took a chance. I knew it was a great school and a great place, but you know, that's really hard at that age to just leave and leave everybody behind. So I think a risk that I've always taken is I kind of bet on myself. Like even if it's, you know, uncomfortable for me personally, I know professionally, if it's a good place with good people and it's the right thing to do, I, you know, I've just done that and I've been lucky. It's always taken me to great places with great opportunities. So sometimes I think it's just to get a bet on yourself and just get to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's something that my sister and I always think about, is like, we are the people that we have the most trust in with ourselves. So like,
we have to bet on like what we want and what we think will work because we have the best perspective on that
and make a decision and make it the best decision you made essentially. So super cool to hear, and you're definitely one of our role models just to look up to in such a high position.
Well, I appreciate that a lot. You guys are incredible. I love your story. I love seeing you continue to succeed. You know, maybe I'll be working for you someday. But I wanted to close with one last question before we go. How can people find Link by Twins or get a hold of you both if they have more questions?
Yes. Our main part is our Instagram, which is just at Link by Twins. We also have a TikTok, Link by Twins as well. And then if you also have any other questions or want to get in contact with us or even have an event with us, just email us at linkbytwins@gmail.com.
Well, I appreciate the two of you stopping by and sharing your story. I know I'll be seeing you lots more, and I know we'll get jewelry here going for the 26-27 academic year. Chippewa fans, thank you so much for tuning in, and hoping you enjoy the summer months. Fire up chips, and we'll see you all back here in the fall.